So, Michael Doherty, PRO of the Mike Action Group, an important meeting with Leo Varadkar held on Friday when he visited Donegal. Of course, he was able to see a Mica-affected house, was able to meet with campaigners. Now, you presented as a group a two-page sheet outlining your demands regarding IS 465, the need for 100% redress, and all those issues that we've heard time and again. What was the Taoiseach's response to the issue brought to him directly?
Well, I wasn't able to make this particular meeting myself due to work commitments, but we had sent along Eamon Jackson from the Mike Action Group and Lisa Holmes, so they were there representing Mike. And we also had two long-standing campaigners as well, Anne Owens and Eileen Doherty there too. So there was four there across the spectrum, if you like. And I think the first thing that we would have to say is that this is very much worthwhile, because they will go down the road wiser than what they come up the road. And very basic things, the likes that it would seem to be news to the Taoiseach that we're going to be building on old foundations, which we find, you know, incredibly hard to believe at this stage after everything that's gone through, just shows you the need to depend on no one else other than ourselves to get the messages directly to the people that are making the decisions. And that's why these meetings are important. So, you know, there's two pages there. It's a crib sheet. It's not unlike the crib sheet at all that was sent down the road along with the Taoiseach. And we know there has been actions on the back of that. And we have now two out of the three leaders in government at the minute that have been here in 2 months. So that's not bad going. And they have got it directly from the horse's mouth. And we would be encouraging Eamon Ryan, that's the only man that has not been here to see this firsthand. And I was in touch with Michael White this week to see if we can close that gap as well, because there will be big decisions to be made very shortly by these three leaders and the rest of the cabinet.
And how receptive was Leo Varadkar to the points that were being brought up? Did it seem that this did offer him a further level of insight? Or do you believe perhaps there's a level of a disingenuous interest, as in he knew these issues existed already and the scale of them, but government policy suggested that nothing much more than was already offered could be done? Do you think he was genuine in the responses he was giving to campaigners and in his reaction when he was visiting Mica-affected homes?
Well, to be honest, I think it would be embarrassing for him to have given the answers that he wasn't aware of some of these things. So I would doubt that that was something deliberate on his part. I couldn't see what he's getting from it. The details are there. You know, these are the details that matter to the homeowners, and these are the details that these guys are going to be making decisions on. So I just mentioned the foundations as an example. He did seem sympathetic to the fact that there was no justifiable reason why the department would want to hold back due grant money to someone that decided to downsize. So if you had a 2,500 square foot house and decided to downsize to 2,000 square foot house, you should be allowed that 2,500 to go make the best job you can of the 2,000 square foot house, because it makes no difference to the state whatsoever. If I decide to rebuild a 2,500 square foot house or rebuild a 2,000 square foot house and avail of the likes of the SEAI grants, have monies to cover the what are ineligible costs as dictated by the department, but are true costs to the homeowners, and inflation and all the other factors that are in there, homeowners will be out money the way it lies right now. But if they wanted to try and avoid any additional expense, then they may decide to downsize. But then, you know, amazingly, the department have come back to say that you would only get a grant to the 2,000 square foot house size, which means you're still out money. So it seems no matter what way we turn, the wind is in our face here. And I think it's important that these leaders see what we're up against. And I think Friday visit by Leo Varadkar hopefully, you know, has helped that cause. And what he can't say is that he's now not aware. He'll never be able to say that again, because everything is there that he needs to know. It's in very simple format, bog man's lingo. Anybody can understand. There is no reason for him not to go down the road with a full and complete picture direct from the homeowners here of what's required. And then it's up to himself and his own conscience and to make sure that he's got the rest of the cabinet lined up there to make the right calls and get this scheme right this time. We're not talking right first time. They've had a go already on the 90-10 scheme, which was a 60-40. Right this time is what we're demanding, because we can't put homeowners through another cycle of this again.